Hey, what's up, everybody? How's your weekend going? How the hell was your week? I hope you're having a good one. Let me tell you right off the bat what I'm drinking. I'm actually really excited this week to have a drink, man. I've been looking forward to it. I just kind of caught the bug the other day. Maybe it's because it's cold outside. It seems like every time it gets, you know, wintertime, around Christmas time, I'm just, you know, I just want to drink more. It just makes sense. You don't want to go outside. I'm not a smoker anymore. You know, I have no reason, no business going outside when it's cold. So it's like, what else do you do? You know, you drink. This is my first drink since last Sunday. And I'm enjoying it already. I'm having my Sailor Jerry's rum with my egg-free, my dairy-free eggnog. They should name it something different, like non-eggnog or something. I don't know. No egg in the eggnog. I'm out of my Bullet Rye whiskey. I guess I could have done, now that I'm kind of looking up at my supply up here, I guess I could have done my Crown Royal rye whiskey. Actually, man, I wish I had some more. I would do that next. It's the last glass of eggnog that I have. I've been saving it all week, and that's really been hard for me. Like I said, hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. So it finally happened, man. It finally happened. After years of being against it, after years of saying I wouldn't do it. And I know what you're thinking. No, I didn't get a DUI. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. I don't do that anymore. No, my chick didn't leave me because she couldn't handle it anymore. You know, I didn't drive her crazy and drive her out the door. That's not what happened. We went out Saturday, drove to Fort Worth, Texas, boy. And they had this huge, like, animal adoption thing in Fort Worth, man. So we get there, and the line is just around the building for the dogs. The cats, you know, sorta. The cat line really isn't that bad. You know, it's just kind of outside in the building a little bit, which makes sense. You know, the cats are the lesser of the animals, in my opinion, you know. We stand in this line for 3 hours with you know, our kids in tow. It's kind of windy. It looks like it's going to rain, cold. We're just snuggling up in jackets and anything we can find to keep us warm. You know, I got to say, with this being such a huge event, I really feel like the adoption center. I forget the name I'm looking right now, if you couldn't tell, now that I'm stuttering. That's what happens when I start looking up things. I start stuttering. What was the name of this place? Oh, okay. So Humane Society of North Texas. I feel like, and I could be wrong by saying this because I don't know all the stipulations it takes, but I feel like you missed a huge opportunity, to have like concession stands. Like you're having this huge adoption event. It's cold outside. Dude, if a food truck pulled up, do you know how much money you would make? If a soda, did they make soda trucks? I don't know. Is the soda on the food truck? Dude, they would just make a killing, a hot chocolate truck. I was just like, dude, this would be the perfect time to have like a food truck. And I wish I did. I totally would have just like left the place and made some food and driven up there. But I'm sure there's like, you know, certain rules. You can't sell it within a, I don't know, certain radius of, who knows? You know, maybe that's why they didn't. But if you were allowed to do it, Humane Society of North Texas, you kind of missed a big opportunity. Everybody was super nice. Everybody I talked to, all the staff, you know, everybody helping, super nice, great people. Loved all the people. They actually going to put our picture up on the website with our dog that we adopted. He is a 1 year old. He's probably about a 40 pound. We're thinking a pit Great Pyrenees mix is what's come to mind so far. We're not sure. His name is Samson, dude. And we honestly, we lucked out with this dog. He's been here for 2 days. He did take a crap in the hallway twice today. That was unfortunate. And he did pee in our bathroom, but you know what? It's all tile. You know, you clean it up, you do a little disinfectant sanitizer thing and you're good, you know, and he's adjusting too, but I'll tell you guys a little bit of his story from what it was told to us. He is heartworm negative, by the way, in case you're crazy. Well, I guess you don't have to be crazy to think, you know, think that in depth about your animals or animals in general. Anyways, heartworm negative. He lived on the street for probably close to 8 months of his life. He's only a year old, like I said. And it's kind of sad to see, like, I've overfed this dog since we've had him, because he's just so, like, he's so skinny, you know, his back half. And I feel bad for the shelter too, because it's like, they can only give him so much, you know, they're only giving him so much food. They have all these other dogs to, you know, feed, obviously cats to feed too, whatever. But, you know, so he lived on the street for a year. He was obviously hunting and doing decent enough for himself to get to safety. And, dude, we stood in this line for like 3 hours trying to adopt a dog. We finally get inside out of the cold. The kids are happy. You know, we're happy. We're looking. We stay in this place another probably good hour and a half because we're just not seeing anything. And I actually didn't think about this before, but, you know, dogs kind of get like weird sometimes if you wear like a toboggan, you know, if you look kind of, you know, junky, if you look kind of, I don't know, criminally, that's not a word. Well, that is a word. I didn't use it properly. I'm using a correct word. Anyways. I'm wearing like this, you know, big baggy t-shirt. I'm wearing like, you know, just these big baggy, what are they called? They're not windbreakers. They're just sweatpants. Big baggy sweatpants. I have my toboggan on, you know, on my head. And I'm just looking kind of, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But I don't look like, I look like someone who could do something bad. You know what I mean? Like just walking up to the dogs. So that was actually, I didn't mean to do that. But that actually helped a lot because we had the kids with us. Obviously, we need a dog who's not going to bite our kids. You know, so obviously we're walking through this thing. You see a dog bark at the kid. You're like, all right, well, that one's not going to do. You know, he's going to attack the kid the first chance he gets out of the cage. And we walk around. I'm just kind of defeated at this point, man. Connor held our daughter for like 2 of those hours that day. You know, I'm kind of wrestling around with my son to keep him entertained and running around. Dude, I'm tired, man. We waited in this line for 3 hours. We've been in here for an hour and a half. And I'm honestly about to give up. And Connor comes and finds me. I mean, it's like a big, loud, it's where they do like the rodeo and stuff in Fort Worth. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Fort Worth. But so it's like this big open hall, concrete walls and concrete floor. So all these dogs are just barking and going nuts and excited and scared and all this stuff. And Connor comes to me and she's like, I think I found the right one. Now, I was looking for a female, to be honest with you. But as soon as we went over to Samson's cage, he was just perfect, man. My daughter put her hand up, like her fingers through the cage, and he licked them. My son put his hand up like I showed him in a fist, you know, where you can, they're not going to grab you if they try to bite at you. But, you know, you can kind of get to know, all right, this dog's not for us. And he was the sweetest dog. And I said, grab his paper immediately. We grabbed his paper, went and talked to him. Dude, everybody was so excited for him. They're like, you're adopting Samson? That's so awesome. Everybody knew this dog. You know, out of the hundreds and hundreds of dogs, what are the chances that this one stuck out to like 3 different people we talked to? They're like, oh my God, you're adopting Samson. Oh great, Samson's getting a home. And we stuck with his name too. That's the name he came with. And we're like, you know what? He kind of looks like a Samson. If you want to see pictures of him, by the way, I know I'm just like going on and on. I didn't think I was going to be this way. After years and years of being like swearing off, like I don't want animals anymore, man. I want to be able to go and travel without having to worry about an animal. I don't want to have to go get dog food when it's late at night. I don't want to do any of that. And here I am, man, about 11 o'clock last night, this big ass dog just sitting in my lap like he's a chihuahua. And he is the biggest sweetheart, man. It's really kind of sad to watch him too, though. Like when I feed him food, you know, I give him a cup. I'm giving him 4 cups right now. 4 cups a day is his minimum, just because he's just so skinny and you know, very, very strong, very, very happy dog. But he's just, you can tell he lived on the street for a little while. And it's really kind of sad to watch him eat. I'll dump the food in his bowl, and he just kind of picks at it. He'll eat a couple of pieces, and he'll walk away, and he'll go lay down. And he'll get up again, and he'll go eat another couple of pieces, and he'll get up, and he'll walk away. Dude, that just tells me, just from my, you know, logic, that he's obviously food was scarce his entire life. So these are the things he had to do to, like, ration himself out, you know? It's just really kind of sad to see. But you know what? The good news is we did adopt him. He is ours now. He's just become, dude, in 2 days, just become a part of the family, like, immediately, dude. Even with the crapping in the house and the peeing. I mean, it's a dog. You know, it's going to happen. But just in, not food aggressive, not toy aggressive. Like I said, I hadn't seen him aggressive with anything else. This drink is for Samson, man. This drink is for the Humane Society of North Texas. Cheers, everybody. Probably laying out on the couch right now. You know, I didn't want the dog here. I complained about all that stuff, dude. Other than, you know, maybe having some concession stands or better signage to let you know what signs, what building you need to go in to adopt the appropriate pet, you know. Because the dog line was not the same as the cat line. The dog line was wrapped around the building almost twice. It was nuts, dude. But anyways, yeah, so we got a dog now, man. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm saying, and I keep looking at Connor. We're like laying in bed. And we're just like, I can't believe we have a dog. And I was like, did you ever think I was going to get you a dog? She said, no, you've been against this since day one, you know. And she finally wore me down. But, it, you know, it was sort of my idea, too. When I came home one day and I'd really, really just been thinking about getting a dog. And, you know, it's just a great companion to have, you know. Like, I went outside to take the trash earlier. The dog's just inside with the kids, just chilling, having fun. Like, nobody's coming in this house. And I'll tell you what, man, a dog will make you sleep so good. I normally sleep pretty good, you know. I can fall asleep anywhere. We all know this about me. I sleep sound like a rock. And dude, I slept probably these past 2 days the hardest I've slept in probably years, dude. There's just something comforting about having a dog there. You know, even if it's a little dog, even if it's a little chihuahua, whatever, man. So if somebody cracks my door open, that thing's going to go nuts, you know. On top of my, you know, already secured home that I've been working on since we moved into this new place. But, you know, you can never be too safe, and a dog just gives you the love, too. You know, you can buy the Ring doorbell. I'm not trying to say anything bad about Ring, but the Ring's not going to cuddle you at night. You know, the Ring's not going to bark when someone, you know. You ain't got to take the Ring out for a walk and build a bond with it, you know. It's not the same. Anyways, let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. So, this probably feels like old news. I watched a lot of that Ravens-Browns game, Lambjack versus Bay May, as I like to say. Dude, that was, and they said it on the, you know, the announcers said it last week. That was one of the best, that was probably the best game of this season, dude. It was so back and forth, and Lamar Jackson left the field, and, you know, he said he had cramps or whatever, and people are making fun of him online saying he had to go take a shit. He was like, he actually retweeted later, no, that's not what I was doing. I actually had cramps. You know, so Lamar Jackson's back in the locker room taking care of his cramps, probably getting an IV, and Bay May's out on the field, and he's just like, what was the play? Oh, he just decided to run it in. You know, he's like taking advantage of the situation in a way, because he's like, that dude is out. That dude is really good. Speaking of Lamar Jackson, and I need to make it count. And, dude, he did, man. They took the lead while Lamar Jackson was out of the game. Lamar Jackson comes in for a fourth down snap, throws a touchdown pass. Dude, it had everything, man. I'm not a fan of either team. If you haven't listened to this podcast before, I am Dallas Cowboys all the way through and through. That's the only sport I don't change up. But, dude, I am down for being entertained any day of the week. And that game, great, man. And Baker Mayfield, man, you got to give it up to him, dude. He just kept fighting and, you know, scrambling and doing it, making great passes, dude. He's got a great arm on him. It was just a great game. Today my Cowboys did play. I think that was a Monday night game, wasn't it? We'll go through the NFL, see who won, see who lost. Not that I really give a crap, because my Dallas Cowboys, they're not going to make it past the regular season. We're trying to get that draft pick, I guess. I don't know. Team Tank. Hashtag Team Tank. So, week 15 of 17, Chargers over the Raiders, Bills over the... Dude, the Bills are just rolling, dude. I'm going to tread lightly when I say this for my Cowboys fans out there that listen to the show. I'm not necessarily rooting for the Buffalo Bills to win it all. Excuse me. Jesus. But I kind of would like to see it, dude. After all the turmoil, after all the years of just not being good, they have a good team this year. What's his name? Tom Brady, not in the same division. You know, you got rid of all that. I'm not going to say I'm rooting for him, but it would kind of be cool to see. I'll leave it at that. Packers over the Panthers, Colts over the Texans, Titans over the Lions, of course. Lions just taking a beating this year. They can't get their feet under them. Just like my Cowboys. Bears over the Vikings. Oh, man, is that three in a row for the Vikings? Hold up. We got to go look at this. When's your last games? What's your record here? It's only going to show me that. That's silly. Anyways, Vikings lose again. Seahawks over Washington. Thank you for that, Seahawks. Dolphins over the Patriots, 22-12. Get out of here. Ravens over the Jags. Buccaneers over the Falcons. Cowboys over the 49ers, 41-33. That's always a good game. I didn't get to watch much of it. Like I said, I was snuggling with my new puppy. Cardinals over the Eagles. Out of the Dirty Birds, the Cardinals came out on top. Jets over the Rams. Chiefs over the Saints. Oh, man, I missed that game. I really, really wanted to watch that. That's been on. And I had other things to do. Anyways, I guess I can watch highlights. Browns over the Giants right now. I can tune into that one. I want to see Bay May play again. That was a great game he had. Steelers and Bengals tonight, or Bengals at 7:15. Probably Steelers going to come out on top on that one. That's the NFL. That's what's going on. I have no idea as far as the playoff picture. I don't really care. I will watch playoff football. Obviously, I will watch the Super Bowl, but I'm not like dying to see every round of the playoffs. You know, there's just other things I want to do. So that's what's going on, man. Great game. Browns and the Ravens. Great game today too. My Cowboys pulling it out. I'll take a win, man. A win always feels good, right? Even if you're having a terrible season, a win's like, you know, yeah, we did our thing. Okay, so I have the traits of these. So the breed of dog that we got. We had a guy coming out. Oh, we actually made a girl cry too. Not a little girl, probably like a 25-year-old woman. She really, really wanted Samson, and we were there first. We already had the paper, dude. When she left that cage, she was bawling, and I felt horrible. But Samson's got a good life with us, you know, so we're good. So what I'm thinking he is, aside from the pit bull, aside from the Great Pyrenees, I'm actually going to read some of those traits off to you here in a minute and tell you which ones stick true. Dude, if you go look at a Dogo Argentino, that's what my dog looks like without his ears clipped. That is a handsome-looking dog. It looks like just a larger version of a pit. They're temperament-friendly, cheerful. I'm friendly, I'm cheerful, and I'm a hamburger. That was odd. Friendly, cheerful, humble. Let's see. Males, 24 to 26 and a half inches. 88 to 100 pounds. Holy effing S. Life expectancy, 9 to 15 years. That's great, man. That's great. He really does. His ears aren't clipped. He has like the floppy ears. But if his ears were clipped, dude, I'm gonna go put his ears up like that and see what it does. But all three of these, dude, even if he's a mix of all three of these, the Dogo Argentino, the Pit Bull, and the Great Pyrenees, these are all great pits. This one says about pits. Pit bull terriers make excellent companions when they're raised, and trained with respect and knowledge. Although they have a reputation for aggression, a properly bred APBT is kind and caring toward children, intelligent, easily trained, loving, playful, expressive, faithful, and versatile. Dude, this dog's already fetched a ball 2 days in, not having any training, living on the streets. Dude, my dog was thugging, and he just landed in the jackpot. He just hit the jackpot. He didn't land in the jackpot. He just hit the jackpot. So that's for a pity. This Great Pyrenees, calm, well-mannered, serious dog known for its great devotion to family, including well-behaved children. These dogs are generally trustworthy, affectionate, and gentle, but if the need arises, they will not hesitate to try to protect their family and their own territory. Dude, that's all of these. Like, I can't pick out what he might be. I'm thinking more Great Pyrenees and Pit Bull. I think the Dogo is just a coincidence, even though I'm just clicking on these pictures, man. That's just a beautiful dog. Just a great, great dog. And that really does kind of look like him from the side profile. But the calmness. Who said calm? Who said calmness? The Great Pyrenees. Affectionate, gentle, well-behaved. No, who's one of these said calm. Friendly, cheerful, humble. That's not calm. Caring toward children, intelligent, easily trained, loving, playful, expressive, faithful, versatile. I don't know, man. You guys tell me. Look at his picture on my Instagram. He's a handsome boy, only a year old. Like I said, we stuck with his name, Samson. My son loved it, so we're like, all right, we're sticking with it. And that's kind of confusing too, right? New house, new place, and now all of a sudden they're calling me Brian. You know, like, what the hell is this? Who are these people? Dude, just I just can't express to you guys how lucky we got, man. I've honestly been a nervous wreck about this. You don't want to get a dog that's, you know, a little yappy dog. It's going to annoy you all the time. Doesn't really do anything. You know, you don't want to get a dog, obviously, that's going to nip your kids or you, shit, for that matter. And it just worked out perfect, man. Connor honestly found us the perfect dog in, like, the last moments of me wanting to look for a dog anymore. Like, it just beat me down that much. And, dude, I'm happy, man. I'm going to get Samson in here in a minute, I think. He's just so sweet. Anyways, let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. Have you guys watched any holiday movies? I don't know if I'm allowed to say Christmas. What's the Christmas with the Cranks? That's the one we keep watching. My son loves this movie, and I don't know why. It's, like, not a cartoon. It's interesting. He loves it. With the Cranks, that's with, God, I can't even think. Tim Allen, right? Uh-oh, I got a baby crying. Hold on. I'll be right back. All right, everybody's good. What's up, Samson? What's up, Samson? What are you doing, buddy? Oh, it's a good dog. It's a good dog. Oh, man. You're starting to fill out now, buddy. Anyways, Christmas with the Cranks. Dude, I still haven't watched, what's my movie I watch every year? Christmas Vacation. Still haven't watched it, man. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe tonight, dude. Christmas, what is it? Christmas with the Cranks? Dude, Jamie Lee Curtis in this movie. Banging. I'm sorry to say, dude, how many times in this movie does she run with, like, no bra on? It's this kind of supposed to be a children's movie, and she's like flopping everywhere, you know? What are you doing, buddy? Oh, God, you're so, so awesome. So we're going to do some drink recommendations. So what we have, obviously, with the holidays and everything, we're doing holiday drinks. This is the Grapefruit Cardamom Gin Fizz. Serves 2, prep time 15 minutes, cook time 5 minutes, calories 570 if you care. Oh, it's dairy-free, gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian. Takes 30 minutes to make. Excuse me. Here's what you're going to need. You're going to need rosemary syrup, cardamom-infused gin, grapefruit juice, splash of Prosecco, chilled rosemary sprigs, grapefruit peel for garnish. For the syrup, for the gin-infused gin and rosemary syrup. Sorry, my eyes are getting so horrible. I need glasses. 1 cup gin, 6 cardamom pods, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup water, 2... rosemary sprigs. Method number 1, in a small jar with an airtight lid, add gin and cardamom pods, seal and store for 24 hours. To make the rosemary simple syrup, bring sugar and water and rosemary sprigs to a simmer in a small saucepan until sugar is dissolved, removed from the heat, and allow to cool completely. Remove the rosemary and use right away, or store in the airtight container in the refrigerator for up to a week. To make the cocktail, pour rosemary syrup, infused gin, and grapefruit juice over ice in cocktail mixer and shake. I'm running out of the mental capacity to read, you guys, and shake to combine. Using the strainer, divide the mixture into two glasses and fill with fresh ice. Top with Prosecco and garnish with a sprig of rosemary and grapefruit peel. Cheers. Good Lord. In case you were wondering, no, I don't read these before. I read them out loud on the podcast. That's why I stumble over my words all the time. Not a great vocal reader. Jump to recipe. I'm loving these jump to recipes buttons. This is the Christmas punch. That doesn't mean punch your mother-in-law because she got snarky about the dinner you made. This is just something you drink. And if you get hammered enough, you might punch your mother-in-law. Don't do that. That's not a recommendation. Don't punch anybody this holiday season. Anyways, this is the Christmas punch. 8 ounces pomegranate seeds, 2 oranges, 1 cup orange juice, 16 ounces pomegranate juice, 16 ounces 100% cranberry juice, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 20 ounces 7-Up, alcohol that can be added, 20 ounces Prosecco sparkling wine, 6 ounces rum or vodka. I would definitely recommend rum or vodka. Here's the instructions. Here's how the hell you make it. Slice oranges into thin slices and cut the slice in half. Combine orange slices, pomegranate seeds, pomegranate juice, orange juice, cranberry juice, and vanilla together in punch bowl or pitcher. Mix and refrigerate for 2 to 3 hours. Before serving, add soda and gently stir just enough to mix. Christmas punch with alcohol. Add rum or add vodka. There you go. It's that easy, man. This is the adult hot chocolate. Serves for prep time 5 minutes, 10 minute cook time, total time 15 minutes. Jump to recipe. This is from themodernproper.com. The Christmas cocktail is willcookforsmiles.com, and the grapefruit is themodernproper.com. Okay, cool. So we got two from the Modern Proper. Here's what you're going to need. 4 cups whole milk, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 vanilla bean or teaspoon vanilla, 6 ounces dark chocolate, 1 teaspoon sea salt, 4 ounces bourbon, 2 ounces Frangelico. Ooh, that's good stuff. 2 ounces Irish cream and marshmallows. Bombones. Here's how the hell you make it. In a small saucepan, heat milk, sugar, and salt with vanilla over medium-low heat until sugar and salt are completely dissolved. Make sure the milk does not come to a boil. Add the chocolate pieces in, whisking and completely incorporating. Remove from heat. Once removed from heat, stir in bourbon, Frangelico, and Irish cream. Serve immediately with marshmallows. Dude, that sounds really good. This is from themodernproper.com. Once again, this is adult hot chocolate. Definitely look into that. What you doing, Samson? What you doing, big boy? We lost this tag, though. We made a tag at PetSmart, and we can't find it now. So if you find it, call the numbers we left on there, please. If you happen to listen to it, how weird would that be? If you happen to listen to this podcast and you found my dog tags, yeah, I think you need to back up a little bit. I think you need to get out of my life a little bit. You know? Anyways, a quick shout out, man. The man we call Chief from Chief Landscaping, dude, he made me these sick ass hats with his Chief Landscaping logo on it, with my Drink Until You podcast logo on it. Dude, I was so shocked. Chief, if you're listening, thank you so much, man. This, it means a lot. And on top of that, it's just so badass, dude. I can't believe you thought to do this. This is so cool to see my logo on a hat. So cheers to you, man. That's going to do it for me for tonight. Let me find a little bit of music. We'll get out of here. I got a dog to go walk, a daughter to go kiss, and a fiance to kiss also. Anyways, let me find some music here. One sec. All right, guys, drink it to the last drop. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Be safe out there, you guys. Have a good holiday. Love you. I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Be safe, guys.